Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you all for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate the mind, the heart, the body, and the soul. And I'm very excited about our show today. We have a really exciting guest, and the theme of today is enhancing the wellness in our lives. We are featuring Kelly O'Brien. Kelly is the CEO of My Matcha Life Products. She has over 20 years of experience in the natural health industry, so she really has a lot to offer us. And after close to a decade of matcha research and development, Kelly is considered one of North America's top matcha experts and is here to share her tips for enhancing wellness in our lives. So I'm very happy to have you here with me today, Kelly.
Thank you, Nicola. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Kelly, I know that the history of tea is long and complex, spreading over multiple cultures over the span of thousands of years. So it's very fascinating topic. I mean, tea is everywhere you go, people drink tea. It's thought that tea originated in China as a medicinal drink, and then was first introduced to Portuguese priests and merchants in China. So we have this whole kind of global kind of connection, for instance, with tea. Right. And it became popular in Britain during the 17th century. However, all tea is not the same, not made the same, and so all tea is not equal, and that's what you're here to tell us about. I mean, tea has so many healing properties. Tell us, what is matcha tea?
Well, matcha tea is an amazing tea. It's you know, all tea comes from the tea plant unless it's herbal, the Camellia sinensis plant. So whether it's white, black, oolong, green, sencha, matcha, whatever, it just changes in how it's grown, harvested, and processed. So with matcha, matcha is Japanese powdered green tea. It comes from a word matsu, an old Japanese word matsu, meaning ground or powdered, and then cha, meaning tea. So we have matcha. And it started with the Zen Buddhist monks around the 1200s. I guess originally they brought tea seeds over from China around the 9th century, and then around the 1200s, they started drinking the matcha in earnest for their meditation because it made them feel calm, mentally focused, as well as energized for their meditations. And then from there, it developed into the Japanese tea ceremony, became an intrinsic part of that. And then it reached our shores, you know, really about 20 years ago, and it's just in the last few years where it's become more popular.
So what is it that makes it useful in meditation? So obviously it must have properties that really triggers a more relaxation response. Why is it used in meditation?
Yeah. Well, because two key things. One is it gives them a little bit of energy. So you can imagine, or you know, monks don't get a lot of sleep. so this gives them an energy to go through their meditations. But the key thing is this amino acid called L-theanine. It's L-T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E, L-theanine. And it's been shown to increase alpha wave production in the brain, which makes us calm. It de-stresses us, our mind, our body, our system. It also makes us creative and improves our cognitive performance and makes us, you know, almost like a laser-like focus when you get a lot of it in your body. So L-theanine really enhances their meditations because you need that calmness. You know, you need your mind to be calm, and you want that focus as well. You know, when you meditate, your thoughts can go all over the map, and it's hard to keep them on track. So this really helped enhance their meditations.
So then, I mean, it certainly sounds like something that we could all use. We all are, we hear so much about stress, the negative impact of stress, and we all experience that personally, and we hear so much about mindfulness and how important it is, and I'm in complete agreement with that, and it's so important for us to de-stress or to learn how to manage the pressures of life in a way that's healthy. So obviously, it was aiding the monks. What does it do for us? Does
well, the
it
same,
also create that? And how do we, go ahead.
Yeah, the same sort of way, absolutely. They knew back then that, they wrote a book in 1211 saying that tea was nature's ultimate mental and medical remedy. And at that time, they were drinking matcha, essentially ground up powdered tea. And so today, if you're, maybe it's 3 in the afternoon and you're experiencing that low blood sugar kind of time and your thoughts are getting a bit scattered, you've got to be working or performing for a couple more hours, and it's difficult. So you have your cup of matcha, and you take your sip, and you go, that's exactly what I needed. Because now you've got energy for 2 to 4 more hours, you've got the mental focus, it's like laser-like, you're very efficient, and it also, alpha waves make you feel, it enhances the dopamine effect. So you feel happier about doing what you're doing. So all of us have greater demands on our time and on ourselves these days. We're in a society that's faster than ever, it seems. And so this just helps you take a little bit of a moment for yourself. You can catch your breath and recharge and regenerate and feel good about doing it.
Well, I mean, it sounds rather, magical, I must say.
Yeah, the magic of matcha, yes. Yes, and you see, L-theanine only comes from the tea plant. There's a rare mushroom out there somewhere that it also comes from in a small amount, but in any degree, it comes in the tea plant. So it's really exclusive to tea. And because with matcha, you're drinking the entire tea leaf in a powdered form, you're getting nature's highest source of it, and it's working synergistically with the cofactors that are in matcha, like caffeine. There's a small amount of caffeine, which has been shown to enhance the effects of L-theanine. So it's a beautiful thing created by Mother Nature, and all we have to do is drink it.
Okay, well, given that it's has these benefits, I mean, how long would it last? For instance, if I was to sit here and I was to drink this, and is it equal across the board? Because, I mean, people react different to different things, and
for sure.
Some will have more benefits from others.
For sure.
Is there like a percentage that will not have any benefit? Or are there some who will have more benefit? Like, what are the probabilities that if I get this, I'm going to be like, hello, or yay? Like, which one am I going to respond?
No, good question. So we are all individual, and we do have all individual responses. The typical response is that you will be more focused, calmer, and slightly more energetic and a little bit happier. That's a typical response. And the degree of that just changes on the individual, how you are in the day or who you are in the day. So some people are more sensitive to caffeine, so they don't drink matcha after 5 o'clock, unless they need to be social until about midnight. But typically an energy increase is nice and gentle in the body. It's maybe 2 to 4 hours of a nice, gentle lift of energy. The focus, I find the focus for me is about, a good solid hour of great focus. So if I'm doing a radio talk show, I'll have my matcha before we go on so that my word recall is there, I'm focused, I'm more articulate than usual, that sort of thing.
Okay, so, well, one thing is I've never drank coffee, I don't like it, I don't like caffeine, I don't like green teas, for instance, because
right.
I don't like the taste of caffeine.
Right.
What about me? Would I like it?
Typically we find, I never liked green tea at all, I never, and I'm not a tea drinker, and so I'm not one of those tea connoisseurs, but I love matcha. The caffeine in matcha, like I said, the monks used to use it to meditate with. So you can't imagine them meditating on a couple cups of coffee, all jittery and that sort of thing. So it's just a nice, gentle lift. Coffee has maybe 80 to 120 milligrams of caffeine per cup. Matcha's got about 35, maybe 1/4 to 1/3 the amount. And with that L-theanine effect, in combination with it, it's just a nice, gentle lift of energy. But still, you'd want to, I would suggest a serving for matcha is like half a teaspoon of powder, so you need just a very, very small amount. And I would suggest just starting with that, or if you're real sensitive to caffeine, have it at a quarter teaspoon and see how you feel from there.
Okay, because I know I don't like any caffeine. Like, it's zero for me.
Yeah,
it's
well,
not
it'll be interesting to see how you respond to it.
Right, sure. Right. So that's interesting. The thing is that... when we're hearing these kind of benefits, like, how is this different to something else? Like, I mean, why is this different to green tea, or why is this different to another
Yeah. No, another good question. So with matcha, it's very specifically grown, harvested, and processed. With matcha, there's sort of five steps to it. And the first step that's different than green tea, let's say, because matcha is a green tea in that it's lightly steamed. But the first thing they do when they're growing it, they put a shade cover over the tea field for about 2 to 4 weeks. And what that does is it blocks the sunlight from the tea plant, forcing all the chlorophyll up to the very top outermost leaves, so they're bursting with chlorophyll, they're bright, bright green. And at the same time, the L-theanine content is enhanced. So they shade grow it, and then they hand pick it. So young and old, men and women alike, get out there underneath the shade cover, and they hand pick every single tea leaf for better quality matcha. So shade grown, hand picked, and then they de-stem and de-vein the leaf. Today they do it with an air and a size separator, but 100 years ago they did it by hand, and 500 years ago, when it was just for the royalty and the samurai, they were doing it with chopsticks. I've seen pictures of the drawings of the women doing it with chopsticks. So shade grown, hand picked, de-stem, de-vein, and then slowly stone ground. They're the two big granite stones, and they funnel the tea leaves in between them, and one slowly turns on top of the other. So it takes an hour of grinding to produce a one-ounce tin of matcha powder. So it's very labor-intensive. It's very sort of gently done and reverently done. So, you know, by the time you finish, it's almost like a raw, live food, the matcha. It's vibrant, vibrant green, full of these nutrients that are still intact compared to other teas that are, you know, heated to a real high degree and ground or rubbed, they're called, or rolled, and then you're just drinking the tea leaf. Or the infusion from the tea leaves. Here with matcha, we're drinking the entire tea leaf with all the nutrients intact.
Well, with it sounding so labor intensive and all these elements, does that mean that it's priced more expensively and is this more exclusive a market?
You're right. It's not your $7 box of tea bags, for sure. And there's all kinds of qualities of matcha. There's different grades of matcha. And then within those grades, there's levels of quality. Typically, you want to go for a higher grade and a better level of quality because as you go down in the qualities, the nutrient content gets less and less, and the taste of the matcha gets bitter and more bitter. And the one thing I loved about matcha, or a good quality matcha, was that it was not bitter. It didn't have that green tea bitter kind of effect on me. So you have to be aware of what you're getting, what kind of matcha you're getting, and what kind of quality. So yes, it is pricier than your regular tea bag.
What can we expect to look for if someone wants to get matcha?
Well, there's some key things that you need to look for to make sure that you're getting what you pay for, and it's not saying matcha and you're actually getting like a tea bag or something like that. So one of the first things that you want to make sure of is that you're getting a Japanese matcha. It can be from a North American company, but it needs to be Japanese matcha. The other countries don't have
the... You mean grown and produced
yes.
in Japan?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the other countries don't have the facilities, these stone grinding facilities, to gently, you know, slowly stone grind it. They're HACCP certified, ISO 22000 standards, you know, blah, blah, blah. Other countries, they'll pulverize the tea leaf with a hammer mill, which means that they heat the tea leaf to a very high degree and then they kind of beat it to death into a pulp or a powder. You know, I've seen pictures where it ends up in a cardboard box and it looks like it's somebody's backyard utility shed, so you really don't know what you're getting. So make sure it's Japanese origin. Make sure it's not in a tea bag, because if it is, you're only getting about 3% matcha. Make sure on the label, read the label. If the label is saying premium, you know, quality hand-picked matcha, and then the ingredients say, you know, matcha and brown rice solids or a sugar derivative, you know, I would say run the other way, because, you know, nobody puts a premium matcha mixed in with sugar. You don't have to. It's a beautifully taste all on its own, and it's too expensive to mix it with sugar. You only put a very low-quality grade of matcha in with sugar. If it says sweetened matcha and it says sugar on the ingredients, fine. You know what you're getting. You just don't want to be misled. And then price point-wise, you know, is indicative of a decent quality matcha. So I would say, you know, if you're paying $30 for an ounce of matcha, you're getting a nice quality matcha. If you're paying about $36 for 2.8 ounces, again, you're getting a good quality matcha, not as good as that $30 one, but still pretty good. If you're paying $10 for 3 ounces, you know, for me, that's buyer beware.
So what would justify me spending that kind of money for this tea? And I know you've given us some of the qualities, but I mean, or the benefits. Lots of things claim these kind of benefits, and it can do this for my life and do that for my life or do this. I mean, you can take an antioxidant, do this over here. This will keep you. This will focus you. So what makes this, like, why would I do this? Why would I put that investment for it? And what, and how will I really measure this benefit or justify this kind of investment?
Nothing else makes you feel the way a good quality matcha makes you feel. There's no other experience on the planet like a good quality matcha experience because of
you're
that.
You're passionate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no, I've been, you know, a firm believer for 10 years ever since I started. It has huge health benefits. If you, we all know, we all have heard how great green tea is for us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you Google green tea studies, you'll see that there's thousands of them out there. So matcha is a green tea, but it's in a powdered form, so it's a little more concentrated than green tea. And the studies that are out there are suggesting you need 7 cups a day or 10 or 15 cups a day in order to get those benefits. Well, with matcha, it's like drinking 10 cups of green tea with 1 cup of matcha, and that means like half a teaspoon. So it's like 1 gram of matcha. And typically in a 30-gram tin or a 1-ounce tin, you're getting 30 servings. So it's like, you know, $1 a day to get these benefits. L-theanine is exclusive to tea, and in a matcha, you're getting nature's highest source. The EGCG catechin, which is the powerhouse catechin that's so popular in all those studies, is also exclusive to tea. Catechins are exclusive to tea. And again, in matcha, there's a study showing that there's 3 times higher EGCG in matcha than there is in normal green tea. So if you look at all those green tea health benefits, you want those. And they're exclusive, really, to green tea. And in matcha, you're getting so much more. There is no other experience like it.
Okay, and, well, I mean, I love the passion and the enthusiasm, and clearly you had benefits. So I have two questions, but I'll
okay.
The first question is, so do you drink one a day? So if I have this, you say, okay, can it last me $1 a day if I'm having 1 cup? But do I only want 1 cup? Do we tend to want more cups? Like,
well, I think then that becomes part of your, you know, how much can you take out of your pocketbook. So half a teaspoon a day is really all you need. I have a little fat loss testimony story if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you some of those stories. That was my next question. I love it. You're ahead of me. Go for it.
I'm reading your mind. It's the matcha.
I love it. This is what we're in zinc today.
So about 10 years ago, before I started drinking matcha, I'd been trying to lose, you know, those last 8 to 10 pounds for about 3 years. I've been trying, you know, restricting my diet or working out harder or running more, and nothing was changing. There was no shift. I was on this plateau, and I couldn't get off. And I don't think it matters whether you're trying to lose 10 pounds or 50 pounds. If you're doing all this stuff and nothing is changing, it's very frustrating. And in fact, it was quite
mm-hmm.
discouraging. And then I started drinking matcha, half a teaspoon a day, actually just during the work week. And after 30 days, I noticed I'd lost 5 pounds. I hadn't done anything else. I hadn't changed anything else. I just lost 5 pounds. And over the course of that next year, I lost another 5. And then it just stabilized. And I've been this weight, you know, ever since. And it wasn't like I got skinnier and skinnier as I kept drinking matcha, right? It sort of found my ideal weight for me. And that was one of the first, you know, sort of things I noticed. And you had to sort of drink it regularly, you know, in order to get the benefits. They're almost like accumulative in some way. And, you know, so, yeah, I think those health benefits are key.
What are the other health benefits, whether yours or other people who are invested in matcha?
Well, you know, we had this one story from a young man who went to university, and he was struggling with his physics and his calculus classes. In high school, he almost failed his algebra, but he was taking these courses. His doctor diagnosed him with ADHD and prescribed Ritalin for him. So instead of taking the Ritalin, he started drinking a good quality matcha. And he sent me a letter, and he said, you know, because of matcha, I've been getting 80s and 90s in my calculus and my physics. I feel that I can confidently pursue my dream of becoming a geoscientist. So thank you very much. And it's things like that and stories like that are, are out all over the place about matcha because it's a green tea, and green tea has all that capability that you see. If they were to Google green tea studies and EGCG catechin, you'd find thousands of references to all the different health benefits that are out there for people.
I think I'm going to give that to my son.
Oh. How old is your son?
Oh, he's big. He's 22. He's at university. This can help him.
Absolutely. You know, before they write an exam or while they're studying, way better than, you know, high caffeinated, you know, sugary drinks or coffee itself. Because the alpha waves have been shown to improve cognitive performance and retention and recall. Ideal for students.
So when... Are there different flavors, like traditional teas, or is it just like one matcha taste, or is it,
yeah,
does
it
that get in the way of?
Yeah, there. You know, you can get some sort of chocolate or vanilla-flavored matcha. I would be, personally, I would not want to mix my matcha with too much sugar because it reduces the effects of L-theanine on the body, so you don't get that pure L-theanine effect, which is what I love. However, so I would suggest if you're going to mix with anything, make it with your own a latte version, if you like, or put it into your own blender drink. Some people use it, you know, as a part of their power shake or their shake in the morning or their shake before their workout. Some people put it on their their yogurt in the morning because it does help you, you know, get your kickstart for the day and get you going, and you've got those antioxidants in there and everything.
So you don't need to drink it as a tea. You could also use it as a powder in another drink is what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. Certainly you can. Yeah.
Well, that really sounds most enticing in terms of creating enormous benefit for us. I mean, again, I think because, you know, as a consumer, and I know the listeners out there, we are so inundated with so many things that what we need to be doing, and
mm-hmm.
this is good for you and that, and then tomorrow mm-hmm. it changes, and then we kind of feel that it can be, like, overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
What should I do? What shouldn't I do? Is this good? Do I invest in this? What's the point? So, and that I think that's what creates, we become this certain kind of consumer skepticism in terms of how much we are marketed so many things, and what should I do? If I walk into a health food store now, which I go to regularly, and
yeah.
it does get like, should
yeah.
I do this? Should I do that?
Yeah.
Which one should I take? And even if you talk to someone, I don't necessarily walk out more enlightened, and I am
sometimes
an educated consumer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's more. And yes, that does happen.
Yeah.
And so to all the listeners out there, what would you say in terms of really helping a person really recognize if this is for them or not for them, or well, I mean, obviously you feel that it's a strong benefit for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to choose this over something else, matcha?
Well, one of the biggest things is, you know, is that antioxidant factor. It's not something you can necessarily feel, but we all need antioxidant protection from free radicals that form through all kinds of stresses and toxins in our environment and that sort of thing. You know, matcha is a great one for that. I think you have to try different things for yourself. If you do some research on it, take a look, you know, go to My Matcha Life. We have lots of information there. And see if it resonates with you. And, you know, and look at some of the reviews and hear what people are saying about it. And if that resonates with you, then I would give it a try. You know, we're going to have a special deal for your listeners, and that'll, you know, get them a little easier entry level into it with the discount and the free shipping and stuff. So I would say give it a try and see if it works for you, see if you feel the difference, see if it is something that you want to make a part of your life. Having that matcha moment in your life is sometimes just sweet enough on its own where you're actually making the matcha just for you. You are worth it, and it will make a difference in everybody's life because that's just the nature of the plants and some of the plants we ingest. But the things that you choose in terms for your health is really individual. You have to find what fits for you. We find that for a lot of people, matcha is a great fit.
Just expand it a little bit, just for any listeners out there, just explain why we need antioxidants and explain a little about the free radicals, because most people hear this and they don't really understand why. I mean, it's flung around very casually,
right,
and it doesn't mean that everybody quite understands why antioxidants are important, what free radicals are. So just
okay,
you know, expand on that a little bit and make it to the simplest language for people to grasp the concepts.
Yeah. And I just want to preface that with that, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm a health enthusiast. I've been in the natural health industry for over 20 years, so I have a lot of knowledge, but, you know, just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find the definition online, too. So free radicals are unpaired electrons, so that doesn't sound very user-friendly, does it? So free radicals are caused by toxins in the environment and stresses
mm-hmm.
on our body and our mind, emotional and mental stress. And free radicals are also formed just by breathing. When you think of rust, this is because of oxidation, where air, you know, the chemical exchange and rust happens. So that's sort of what oxidizing is. And so free radicals cause damage to the cells inside the body. And, you know, typically we sort of have enough normal antioxidants that our body creates to fight the free radicals. But in our sort of stress-filled world and our more heavier toxins in our world than before, we're getting more of an overabundance of the free radicals. And so the general consensus is that we need more antioxidants from our food to neutralize those free radicals so they don't cause cell damage. Because when cells are damaged, that's an easier time for disease to occur. So you could Google again, you know, definition free radical, and it'll say, you know, something, you know, kind of like that.
Right, but that was lovely. That was lovely because it really breaks it down and it simplifies it and it explains what the benefits are and really gives us that understanding. So, Callie, you really certainly enlightened us and given us some understanding of how we can create more benefit in our lives with this. To find out more about this product, Matcha, you can go to Callie's website or the company website, www.mymatchalife.com. That's, again, mymatchalife.com. The link is in the message board below, and Callie today is offering the listeners something, a really wonderful promotion, 20% off plus free shipping to the first 20 people that order. And again, this information will be in the message board below. You enter the coupon code NICOLA20, NICOLA20, and this offer expires June 30th. And so, yeah, everybody, this sounds like a really wonderful opportunity to try this and try it for 30 days and see the incredible benefit that it could create in your life. Callie, thank you again so much for being here with us today and showing us all a pathway, an amazing pathway towards increasing our wellness.
Great, thank you. That was lots of fun. I really enjoyed that.
Enjoyed having you, too. Have a wonderful day.
You take care.
Well, again, we have a lot of knowledge or understanding about ways here that we can increase our health and create our greater well-being for ourselves, and that's always exciting. So, again, My Match of Life, and plug in NICOLA20, and you will get the 20% off and the free shipping until June 30th. So once again, this is Dr. Nicola Bird. To get more insights on how you can lead your best life possible, go to my website, www.thewellness-network.com. Join my mailing list. Check out my amazing experts there with so much amazing content. You'll get incredible tips and tools to create the amazing life that you so absolutely deserve. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to spread the joy and share Out in the Lamb Show and network with all your friends. Keep in mind that sometimes you do need to go out on the limb to achieve the happy, healthy, and successful life that you so very much deserve. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.